Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
God bless you all. Jesus Christ is Lord. Today is a day of salvation. It's a brand new day. You only get one of them. You only get one today, gang. Tomorrow's not guaranteed, and yesterday is past. And if you've fallen, if you've backslid, don't waste a second. Get back up. Get back up. The Lord's mercy is with us every single day. Turn from your wicked ways. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. What does that mean? The right thing is referred to as righteousness. It's the opposite of sin. Has nothing to do with emotions, has nothing to do with making someone feel good, has nothing to do with comfort. It's all about being obedient. It's all about following the Holy Spirit. And in most times, there'll be a narrow gate. It's something you're not going to want to do, and it's something you have to do because the Lord gave his life for you. You are no longer your own. You were bought with a price. The price was his blood at Calvary. You were redeemed. You were translated from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. That's what happened when we became reborn. It's real. It's not a movie. It's not fake. There are devils. There are demons. There are spirits. And they're all trying to destroy anything to do with Jesus Christ. We have an enemy that wants to devour us. And the word devour actually means to eat us in one bite. Hate to tell you, gang, but you are not at the top of the food chain as a human being. You are not at the top of this food chain. You are nothing without Jesus Christ. That's why he said you must be reborn to even see the kingdom of God. Yes, you must become a new creation in Christ, where old things have passed away and all things have become new. Now, Matthew 5, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, so they shall be filled. Hunger. Hunger is something that you yearn for. You know, I was disgusted. The other day, I'm seeing this teenager. Almost came across as a punk to me. And he's eating some food, and it fell on the ground. But it fell on a floor, a clean floor. Ooh, you know, picks it up and throws it away. Picks it up and throws it away. And I couldn't help it. I said, this is what this kid has been either trained to do. Just falls on the ground, the food. And all of a sudden it becomes poison. Now, there might be people out there that disagree with me, but for Pete's sake, you know that pork you're eating? That used to be a pig wallowing in the mud. You know that cow you're eating? It was out in the field, just pooping all over itself, rolling around, eating whatever it might eat. We have become so arrogant as a human race. I'm not talking a piece of hot cheese pizza falling on a beach. I'm just saying, hey, pick the thing up and eat it for Pete's sake. No, oh, it's got a little dirt on it. You know what the problem is? You aren't hungry enough. That's what the problem is. You are not hungry enough. And it's the same thing with the Word of God. You got to get hungry. You got to get hungry and thirsty. And I can even take it further than that. If you're feeding your animals, and every now and then, I'm living down in Florida, and I have a few chickens. I got about 12 chickens, and the Florida weather just soaks the moisture real quick, and you got to make sure your animals are watered. But if they don't have water, they won't even eat. They need water. They'll take water over food any day. They need to be watered. So you have to be thirsty. You have to have that hunger and thirst in you for righteousness' sake. In other words, you want it. You want it. Or else you'll be like that kid You know, God's word will just, it fell on the ground. I'm going to throw it out. You aren't hungry enough. Well, I tell you what, there's a guy in hell that's pretty darn thirsty. Yeah, he just wants one drip of water put on his tongue. One drip of water put on his tongue, the story that Jesus told about the rich man that while he was on the planet, he ate steaks. He, you know, every day was a buffet at the Golden Corral. Every day. And he had the best clothes and he ate the best food, but he turned his back on the poor guy that had sores on him, that the dogs were licking his sores. So he wasn't a phony. We all know there might be phonies, you know, homeless and work for food. For all I know, they're millionaires. I don't know. But this guy was not a phony. The dogs were licking his sores. And he was parked right in front of the gate of this rich man. And the rich man would walk past him every single day. And then when it got time, on the other side, the rich man begged Lazarus, please, please, one drop of water on my tongue. Well, guess what? He had a hunger and a thirst then, but it's too late. The hunger and the thirst is too late. On the other side, gang, it's too late. As long as it's today. Why? Today is the day of salvation. You have a crack at eternal life because of what Jesus did while it is still today. I'll read that again. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. What are you filled with? You're filled with righteousness. Who's the only righteous there is? It's Jesus Christ. Because your righteousness, my righteousness, is as filthy as rags. We were bought with a price, that blood at the cross. The demons would scream and yell. He would go into towns. He would heal everybody. And in the book of Acts, even Peter, they would look for his shadow. And if they got under it, he was healed. Why? Because Peter was loaded with Christ. He was loaded with Christ. Now, I don't know to a degree why these incredible miracles aren't happening now. It's more than likely due that we are in such darkness that there is an incredible lack of faith. Yes, incredible lack of faith. As I said a few messages ago, there's stories of the Christian church when they had to go underground, when they had to be persecuted. Amazing miracles would take place because there wasn't any phony baloney. There wasn't any rituals. There wasn't any traditions. It was, I am a Christian, and if I get caught, I am going to get killed. And that would just increase their faith. That is actually how the church grew when it's under incredible tension. The church as a whole. Well, you are going to grow when you hunger and you thirst for what's right. Now, how do you get that hunger and thirst? For starters, it builds up. Hunger builds up when you know what you need. When you start looking at yourself and you start seeing yourself for the wretch that you are. That, wait a minute, you know, this is phony baloney. What on earth is going on? I don't know where I came from. I was a couple cells in my mother's womb. Here I am. My whole life, my whole existence revolves around gas and electricity, which at any time could be gone. Half the world is at war. Between Russia and Ukraine, over a million young men have been killed. Syria is just falling. Damascus, the whole Middle East is a disaster. I mean, basically Europe has been taken over by an invasion of flood. The United States has had 30 million people come in here, flooding in. We're ready to tip. Look at the atmosphere that we're under. Even Trump has just put in Secretary of the Treasury, a homosexual. All right, we all yawn. We're accepting homosexuality like it's nothing now. It's on the plate like normality. Why? Because there's no righteousness. You know, I always say it, John the Baptist, right? The one that Jesus Christ said, no better prophet has ever come out of the womb than John the Baptist. This guy was a complete nut to the world. Camel skin coat, ate locusts and honey out in the wilderness. Totally self-sufficient. But guess what? If that guy was living right now, John the Baptist, and the lights and the gas go out, who's going to even live in today's society? It's going to be John the Baptist. No reliance on his clothes. No reliance on the food source at Walmart or wherever it might be. Locusts, honey, camel skin coat, wilderness. The ultimate prepper, John the Baptist. Say what you will, I'm telling you truth. But yet he was viewed crazy then, and he'd be viewed as crazier now. Well, somehow this crazy man, John the Baptist, because he was filled with the Spirit and he would preach, people would come to him in the wilderness. And he gets a meeting with the king, Herod. And what's the first thing he did? The king Herod, his wife Herodias, he took from his brother Philip. And John looks him right dead in the eye. The first thing he said, Herod, why did you take your brother Philip's wife? Right then and there. And Herodias, it said, was so angry, she wanted to kill him right then. I love that story because it says so much. It says so much about John the Baptist. It says so much about righteousness. It says so much about the human psyche as far as he could have said anything. He has this meeting. He could have sucked up to the king. He could have tried to win him over. He went right for the jugular and doubled down. Jesus said there's no greater prophet than John the Baptist. And he had a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. And that's what you and me need. And you know, hunger and thirst needs to be filled. So you have to come spiritually to the position where you say, you know what? I am a piece of clay. I am going to die. I have a date on my back. I am going to have a meeting with Jesus Christ. I am going to be judged by the Word of God, who is Jesus Christ. And we're told not to even know him as a man anymore. Jesus Christ is God the Father's Word. And that Word is going to judge us. And it's, if you're listening to me, more than likely you're a Christian. We are held in more, much more expectation, gang, come judgment day. If someone in the jungles has never heard about Jesus, their conscience will judge them, according to God's Word in the book of Romans. But us that have heard the Word, that have tasted the Word, that have gotten the Holy Spirit conviction, that know what's going on, we are in a very scary position. And I believe this is why Paul tells us through the Word of God to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Why? Knowing what we know, we're held in higher esteem by God as far as the information we have. Not us, but as far as the Word of God that is in us. So you better hold fast. You better be obedient to the Word. What does obedient mean? It means when there's a crossroads in your life and you have a chance to gossip and you have a chance for adultery and you have a chance for hatred and you have a chance for unforgiveness and you have a chance for pride, you say, no, Lord, I choose you. I choose forgiveness. I choose love. I choose turn the other cheek, not compromise, not tolerate, but you don't go the way of the world. This is what it is all about. Fellow Christian, it's all out warfare for your soul, and few are going to make it. The only advice I could give to you and me is, Lord, I want to be one of the few. Well, God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus. Give your life to him. Live his life. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.